So the psukim in this week's parashas Emor says, "Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor Shor Chesev Oeiz Yivolid V'Hayashiva Siam Tachasimo." They will have a child, the ox, the sheep, or the goat, and V'Hayashiva Siam Tachasimo. It'll be 7 days living under its mother's care. Only on the eighth day should it be taken for a carbon. You cannot take the shor and seh, or seh, and its child, and shech them on the same day. So this is a beautiful Rabbeinu Bechai. He says, Medrash, the Medrash Tanchuma, Vesharo seh oso vespinolo sishcha to biyomechad zeshem arkasev. This is going on the pasuk yodeya tzaddik nefesh behemto v'rachme rishon machzari. A tzaddik knows the pasuk in Mishlei, as is quoted later in the, on the page. Tzaddik knows the nefesh of behema, which we'll explain, v'rachme rishon machzari, and the mercy, the compassion of a evil person is cruel. Yodea tzadik nefesh behemto zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, referring to Hashem, she'amar v'sharo seh oso v'esmenolo sishchatu b'yomechad v'rachamei rishon machzari zeh haman arasha shekosu l'hashmeg l'abed. Yodea tzadik nefesh behemto zeh she'amar hakosu v'losikachem albanim. When it says a tzadik knows the nefesh of behema, is referring to the pasuk which is Shluach HaKan. We don't take the eggs when the mother is there. V'rachmi Risham Maksari says Sancheir Harasha Shekasavo Eim Albanim Rutasha. And then, okay, then we found this. I was working on the shmuz, and I remembered vaguely that the Roshiva had a shmuz on Oso Vespino. I didn't remember the shmuz, but there it was. The Rabbeinu Bechai quotes a Medrash Tanchuma, but the Roshiva quoted this Medrash Rabba. I'm pretty sure it's almost an exact quote, isn't it? It's not exact. Let's just read it, just in case. V'sharo seh oso v'espinolo sishchatu v'yomechad Amar Abrachia b'shem Rav Levi Ksiv, it says Yodea tzadik nefesh behemto seh HaKadosh Baruch Hu shekosu v'taraso lo sikachem abonim V'rach misham machzori zeh sancher shekosu bo eim albonim utasha. So far it seems pretty close. Dover Acher Dover Acher Yodea tzadik zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu shekosu v'taraso sharo chesu v'oiz Rachmi Rishoy Machzori Zeh Haman Harasha. Looks like a Tiksiv Lahashmin Lahargulabit. Maybe it's like in reverse order. All right, well, we'll work on the differences. It's more or less the same. Marzu, Pirish Marzu, which the Shiva quoted. Amar Brachia Tanchuma Kan Simon Yud Gimel Lo Siko Chaim Malabonim Eitzal Ofus Kosuv. When it says Lo Sikachem Abanim, you shouldn't take the banim when the mother's there. That's said by birds. So Kosev Don Lamashe Kosev Kan Osev Espinol Lo Sishchatu Etzel Behema. So this is the Behema version of the bird version. By the bird version, you have to get rid of the mother bird, then you take the eggs Shluach HaKan, and the animal version is Oso v'espinolo sishchatu b'yomechad. You don't shech them both in the same day. That's the animal version of the bird version. V'ua din la'aim, it's not just oso v'espinolo, but I guess also the mother. Shakol mitam rachamim. This is all for the reason of compassion. Lintoa midas rachim b'lev ne'adam. The purpose of this is that we should implant compassion into the hearts of humans. Ulaharchik mimidas achzarius, and to abstain or to distance oneself from the mida of cruelty. Al karchak or al kain siva lanu al mitzvahs elu. That's why we were given this mitzvahs. V'lo mitam racha me'Hashem al minim elu. It's not because God was a all merciful and compassionate being. He was being compassionate to birds, you know. Save the whales campaign. This wasn't just for compassion. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have rachamim, but that's not this mitzvah. It was really to lintoa midas rachim b'lev bnei adam. That's the point of this marzu, to tell you that the whole point of this mitzvah is to push in this midah of rachmanis into our hearts. K'mashikosu b'mishnah kansipor yagiu rachamech mishaskinoso v'sancheriv shaharagas seres hashvatim. Sancheriv, who killed out the 10 shvatim, k'siva love shiharagim abanim, that he killed mothers and children. V'lekachevi amedrish pasuk losikachim abanim. That's why I quoted that pasuk. Dom l'pasuk emal banim rutasha. U'mashikosu v'rachme rishoyim. That's which the medrash continues by quoting the pasuk v'rachme rishoyim machzari. Pirish b'mokom shahayelo rachmim. That wherever the Russia has rachmim, that's where you can find achzarius. A Russia, when you see his rachmim, when you look into it, you'll see it's achzarius. Umasha kosov davar acher. He's concerned, why is there a davar acher at the end of the Medrash Rabbah? Yodea tzadik, he quotes that pasuk. Sharo chesed o'ez kavanos l'masha kosov b'tziat l'shmai v'hoi shibas yomim tachas imo. 7 days it should stay by its mother. Shagam zemi tamanal. So to this, that the animal should stay 7 days with his mother before it becomes a karban. Shanilmon midas rachmim b'kol abruim. That we should learn midas rachmim in all of the Hashem's creations. V'haman hisnaig b'achzarius b'shnei ofanim. Haman was acted with cruelty in two ways. Echad shlo himpin l'nolad zayin yamim. He didn't wait 7 days before he had the gzera to kill. He was killing babies even under 7 days. Or animal babies or human babies, I'm not sure. V'gam ratza l'arog tafin ashim. He was also killing everyone in one day. So what I was working on, which I'm pretty sure was the Reshiva Shmuz, it could be, I remembered it, was, like, it's like a funny thing. You know, you have an expectation, here you have Haman HaRasha, who I assume was Haman HaRasha, when he wanted to make the Gzera. And you're going to go to Haman HaRasha, who wants to kill all the Jews, and you say to him, you're going to kill women and children on the same day? On the same day, you're going to allow a baby to die who's under 7 days old? Wait till he's 8 days old, and you kill him. It seems like so preposterous to have an expectation for Haman. He's about to do a massive genocide, massive holocaust. You see, Achashverosh ruled over 127 countries. That's the whole world. That would be the end of Jewry. Kill out everyone. It would make the holocaust look like a small infestation. Kill out all of Jewry. And your taina on him is, and you can have a taina on him that also vespino, you're going to kill parents and children on the same day. You're going to kill a child under 7 days. Wait at least till he's 8 days old. It seems crazy. That's the first of all. Do you have an expectation for Haman that should be able to even that should even be cal his ears, his mind, his heart would even be calibrated to even hear such a taina? That's what struck me from this, and And obviously, the great chiddush is yes. You see the greatness of mankind, the tzelem Elokim, that we are capable, even a Haman HaRosh is capable of tapping into this greatness in mankind, every tzelem Elokim, even Haman HaRosh. There were other Rishonim that could be put into that group. They could have. There was an expectation. They could have, if they wanted to tap in, that this achzorius they can't do. That's a powerful chiddush in the koach of every human being, even in Russia. That was, I think, the Rashiva's line of question answer that seemed to me from the Chiddushi Alev. I wanted to bring out, I don't think there's anything that's in conflict with the Reshiva. Sometimes I bedafka don't look at the Chiddushi Alev. I don't look at the Chiddushi Alev when you're pairing a shmuz. Reshiva said shmuz on everything. You can't look at the Chiddushi Alev. The Reshiva did not miss any of the major marmakomos on the Parsha. He said shmuzim for 70 years. You can't, don't try and compete with the Reshiva. You'll never be able to. And I'm pretty sure one of the close Talmidim told me that Reshiva at one point and has reached a certain point that he could say a shmuz on any marmokum he looked at. Say a shmuz on every marmokum. So, you know, there's just, you can't look, if I would look at the Chiddush Aleh first and then try and say a shmuz, there would be nothing left to say. So I it could be there are other shmuzim also that are in the Chiddush Aleh, but I can't look. I wouldn't be able to say a shmuz. This one, I only looked. I didn't look at first. I said, I'm not looking, and I didn't look. I couldn't sleep. And then at 12:30, 1 o'clock, I just peek. Hopefully it's not there. And then I opened it up, and there it was. I think it's the first page I opened up. You can take a look and see if I'm saying it like this. But there, I was thinking of a little bit of a different emphasis, though. So you take a look. So I was looking in Mishlei. This is the pasuk that the Medrash quotes. Yodea tzadik nefesh behento, v'rachme risho machzari. So you take a look here. The Metzudas David says, Yodea tzadik, hatzadik nosein lev ladas. The tzadik places his heart to understand, af rotzon behema, even the will of his animal. The malos taivasa, to be able to give him, fulfill for the behema what his needs are, what he wants. Ki konoi etzlo midas harachmanos, because he has acquired, the owner, the tzaddik, he has acquired the character trait of compassion. Aval harishoyim, but the evil ones, af harachmanos, even compassion, sheyeshpem that they have, he achzorius. It's cruelty. Ki lamar ha'ayin, Yirachmu, for anyone that's looking on, they see great compassion. For lo kein belibam, but inside, it's not. I mean, the classic example would probably be some politician who is, okay, there are some from chashuva politicians. I'm not maligning all of them, just most of them. But, you know, a politician gets up and starts screaming that we have to help this particular, people, and then you find out that they probably paid him $1 million to make that speech. So I don't really have rachmanis on them. He's milking them for all the money. You want me to make that speech? Give me millions of dollars. So that would be the equivalent. And the Eben Ezra says nefesh behemto, af ki nefesh chosar. Even though the nefesh, the neshama is missing, klama yodea tzarech nefesh behemto. He knows the needs of the behema. Doesn't have a neshama, but he has the physical needs. V'rachmi v'sham k'rachmi achzari. Klama inam rachmim. They look like rachmim, but they're not rachmim. Okay, let's take a look at this, the Malbim here. It's just fascinating. And I'll say my point. Hatzadik hu hamisnaig, al pi chuki atzadik. A tzaddik conducts himself based on the laws of righteousness. Lo levad shenoeg al pi achukim elam bnei adam. It's not enough that you deal with people this way. Ki gam im behemto noeg b'chukim elam. Even with his animals, even with his chickens, he conducts himself this way. V'yodeya tchunas nafsha. And they know the character trait, the personality of their animal. Lo seish lo bezino seha. To give the animal its food, be'es haroi, at the right time, u'kafi haroi, in the right amount. V'shlo yachbid malachta yoser al yecholta. And he also has to make sure he doesn't give too much work, more than its capability. Shegam zeh mechuki ha'chokhma v'tzedeh, because even this is part of the wisdom and tzidkis. K'masha kosov v'nasati esev b'sad cholavam techa. And afterwards says, "V'chalta v'savata, v'tzar b'alachaim deraisa." V'zeh yilman mechuki atzadik ha'elyon. This can be learned from the ways of the ultimate tzadik, Hashem Yisbarach. K'mashe kosev Chazal, as Chazal say, "Yodea Kodesh Baruch Hu." Hashem knows. Sha'kelev mizonosav muatim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows any dog owners in the room that a dog does not eat a lot. I didn't even know that. Because they always sell so dog food, but I guess they're always eating bones. They're not eating too much. V'lachein, therefore, hisha achilaso b'meyav ad gimel yamim. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it so that the food sits in the stomach of a dog for 3 days. Shezeh michuki atzedek kol kolim. That's also part of the tzedek. Hashem knows that. Aval arosha, she'enu misnai k'fi chuki atzedek. A Rasha does not conduct himself based on these laws. V'noig hafech behem. He conducts himself the opposite. Gamim tira mimenu midas arachim. Even if you see in them a certain trait of compassion, humi tzarach zorias anisterbo. It's a secret cruelty. L'moshel, I'll give you an example. She'irachim ala adam. Hakovash tachas yadu, he has such compassion for a captive. V'lo yagenu, he doesn't kill him. Why? K'dei sheyich b'shenu le'eved le'tzarcho, so that he should be able to keep him as a slave. She'irachim al behemto, he has rachmonis on his animal. V'yosef v'maychola, and he gives it extra food. Why? K'dei sheyachro le'avoda b'yesese, so he should be able to work even more. Ki arachim shelo shorshu anos atzmo. His rachim is rooted in his own pleasures, emnei atzorach sheyesh lo b'dav rahu, for whatever he needs in that matter. Now, I wanted to point out that who would think that, you know, somebody who has a pet, and he's not going, he's going to give the pet all the food it needs, but he's not going to look into shelo yachmin malachta yosa yecholta. He doesn't do the extra amounts. Who would think that such a thing is going to result in an achzorius? So don't forget, he says the Rasha does not conduct himself in this way. A person wants to be this tzaddik, like the tzaddik Elyon, so he has to conduct himself in this way. I was thinking that, you know, you have a you have a high school chavrusa, and whatever, they told me to learn with him. I learned with him. You have a guest at your house. You have to feed him, so you feed him. But what about all the chukei hatzedek? There are so many other components. And the Malbim says, like he says that you give him all this food, be'es haroi, ukafi haroi, and that also you shouldn't give him more work than he's capable of doing. Shegam zeh mechukei hachokhma hatzedek. This is also part of it. It means every component is part of it. It's part of the chukei hachokhma hatzedek. And a Rasha who doesn't conduct himself in this way, that results in achzarius. I mean, there's only two choices here. So if a person wants to embed within himself, that's what the Medrash says, that the whole mitzvah over here is to embed within ourselves. Shakol mitam rachem l'toa midas rachem b'lev bnei adam. This is all to be able to plant within ourselves the midah rachamim. So that means if we don't do it, we're planting within ourselves the midah zorius. So that places a very great responsibility on our interactions. First of all, get rid of all your pets because it'll be too hard. You know, there's such a responsibility. You have to walk the dog when the dog needs to be walked. You can't sleep in, tell the dog, sorry, take you tomorrow. You have a responsibility. If you don't do that, it's achzarius. You're teaching achzarius. I assume if Haman would have had a different chinuch, and somebody would have, Sancheriv, and would have embedded these practices in him, he would have become Haman. He wouldn't have become Sancheriv. Who would think that these little nuances make all the difference between tzidkus and rishus? They sound like midas chasidus. Someone has you're a counselor in camp, and whatever, you do what you have to do. I don't take care of, make sure he had his food. But you didn't make sure that he's playing sports, or you didn't make sure he's getting his mail, or you didn't make sure he taking his medication. Every nuance is hakol, all of it is mechukiach atzadek v'chachma. You have responsibility for every single one of them. The Malbim says, "Shegam ze mechuki achachma atzedek," and the whole mitzvah here, the whole mitzvah of Rachmanis. It's just a dugma, you know. The pasuk of Osov Espino, and that. You shouldn't shech the carbon more than 7 days. Give the mother a chance first to have her some hanah. I think that's what they say the reason is. She should have some hanah of seeing the child grow, at least for 7 days. But it's just a dugma to, the Malbim says, it applies to all nuances of life for a behema. Giving it the proper food at the right time, the right amount. Make sure you don't work it too much. It's a very, very big responsibility. There's a fine line between tzidkus and rishus. I guess you have to realize if you're ever a boss, you have to know. Make sure your employees get fed. Make sure you don't work them too hard. You have to know exactly the amount. You have to think about it. Otherwise, you're not doing tzidkus, you're doing rishus. You're doing achzarius. One has to really, make an accounting for every single act that they're doing. What is it that they need? Is it not just the simple, okay, I'm giving them food. I'm giving them the right amount of food. But did you consider how much they're going to have to walk to your house? You have to figure it all out. And this is all mechukei hatzedek v'chachma. This is the mitzvah. And if we don't do this mitzvah, so chas v'shalom, it could breed achzarius. The whole mitzvah is to think about all of this rachmanis, to embed it into our hearts. Shakol mitam rachim lintoa midas rachim b'lev bnei adam. It's all to embed it into our hearts. If we don't do it, then we're not embedding it into our hearts. So we're exposed to becoming chas v'shalom like a Haman. A very big responsibility. I mean, it's never ending. You have a roommate, you have to, you know, when do you turn the light on? When do you talk? Is the person sleeping? It's not just that he's not going to be able to sleep. It's much more. We're hurting ourselves if we don't act with the proper Rachmanis, where okay, aside from the fact that the guy can't sleep and all the gezel shina, aside from all that stuff, which you'll get over, but you're hurting ourselves. Chas v'shalom, we are embedding into ourselves achzarius. So again, so the 2 points is the Reshiva's point, which I think was a really beautiful point, that even that we're all capable of there's normally when you hear someone like a story like someone, wow, and I remember I went to a house once, I went to a cousin's bar mitzvah in Memphis, and there's such amazing achnasas aruch, and Memphis is like more south than Florida, evidently, for southern hospitality. Like I it's like, that's real south. Miami just transplanted New Yorkers, you know. But Memphis, I went there. As soon as I walked in, they gave me a gift. What's the gift for? You're staying in our house. They were so excited. I gave them such an opportunity. They gave me a gift. I said, okay. I said, we have to get them a gift. You know, like they treated me such. And I viewed it like it's like Midas Chasidus. Like they went over the top. But it could be that's not Midas Chasidus. That's how you're supposed to do it. You have to figure out everything that'll make your guest feel welcome. Maybe you have to buy them a gift. I never bought anyone a gift to stay in my house, but so maybe I should. And so the Reshiva's point is that we're all able to tap into the herring. It's not just a Midas Chasidus, we're all able to tap into it. And even a Haman and even Sancher was able to, was a tine on them. What do you mean? Haman, you killed out, you're ready to kill out all of Klal Yisrael, most of us, we know, men and children on the same day. You tell Hitler, Yimach Shemo, you killed a parent and a child, Rachmana Litzlan, on the same day. That's the tine you can have on Hitler. But yeah, that tine also is going to be on him. For the Holocaust and for this, he was the expectation. He should have been able to realize that you don't do that. Child under 7 days old. It should be 8 days old. That was Reshiva Shmuzi. It's the godless of Adam. Everyone's capable of understanding, even a Haman. Certainly we have to understand. We are capable of understanding the godless of Adam. And then my point is more just that it's the Chinuch HaMusar, that Chas v'Sholom, if we don't do all these little Midas Chasidus, what we thought was Midas Chasidus, where Rachmana Litzlan, in exposing ourselves to becoming Achzorian, said, not just like we're not aspiring to this Tzidkus, it's more than that. We're not just reaching here, but we're going down there. We're acting like the Achzorius. We have to give that, the Chiddush is, you have to have how much focus we have to give to all of our people we are, roommates, campers, high school chavruses, whatever it is, we have to give it our full attention. Every nuance, feeding on time, how much food, and also how much they're working.